Last weekend, legendary tenor Luciano Pavarotti took the stage at New York's Metropolitan Opera one last time before announcing his retirement. Pavarotti's departure leaves Placido Domingo and José Carreras occupying the two remaining corners of the operatic triangle known as the Three Tenors. Filling the silence will be as challenging as it is to dominate the stage at any of the world's great opera houses. Mexican-born Rolando Villazón shies away from comparing himself to the other great living tenors. But his recordings of such great works as Verdi's La Traviata have opened the curtain for him to take center stage.
Varia magia vezzo vede a schiavo ciascun di sua bellezza.
Last fall, Villazón performed at the Met for the first time in his career. New York's discerning audiences and the sometimes vicious critics have sent more than one singer to a quick exit, and Villazón had the added challenge of sharing the stage with Renee Fleming, one of the most popular and accomplished American sopranos working today. Rolando Villazón not only held his own, he stole the show. As Verena Dobnik wrote for the Associated Press, during one intermission, a savvy opera fan could be heard saying that the 31-year-old tenor, with his matinee idol good looks and fresh, gleaming voice, resembled the young Placido Domingo. The comparison is apt. Domingo was a huge influence on Villazón as a young boy in Mexico City, though not from recordings of Domingo at La Scala or the Met, but from an album he recorded with John Denver.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest,
like the mountains in springtime.
Rolando Villazón is in our New York studios. Is that bringing back memories for you?
Yes, of course. Wonderful memories.
What are the memories it brings back for you?
Well, I remember myself in my room listening to these songs, this LP particularly, and falling in love with that voice and trying to imitate this voice and cracking all the time. I wanted to go into the high notes of the songs. My father was working at that time in CBS, and he used to bring all these LPs to the house. And the first one, actually, I took was one with a violin in the front, and it was the Tchaikovsky Concerto for violin. And I fell in love with that. And then suddenly, I received from a friend of mine this LP from Placido Domingo. And I thought that this is incredible. Of course, my friend gave it to me thinking, this is classical music. You are going to love this because you like classical music. And there you go.
Hearing Placido Domingo, though, was that what planted that seed in your imagination that's what you wanted to do? You wanted to be an opera star?
Well, it's not quite like that. I wanted to sing with that kind of voice, but I actually thought I didn't like opera. And I say I thought because the truth is I didn't know opera. But I was at that moment studying acting. And the professor of the class used to say all the time, you know, opera, that's not acting. I mean, I cannot believe Otello and Desdemona. There's no passion. I don't believe anything. And they just stand there and sing. And so in my mind, I thought, okay, opera is not acting, so I don't like opera. And finally, like 6 years later, I was singing in a festival, and there was a baritone in the audience, and he heard me singing, and he said, you know, you have a voice, you could be an opera singer. So I said, okay, let's give it a try. And he had a photo in his studio with Domingo, and I said, oh my God, you know. And he said, yeah, we sang together Pagliacci. So I said, okay, give me lessons.
Il povero ragazzo voleva raccontare
Your debut CD is in the stores now. It's called Italian Opera Arias, and you have some of opera's greatest hits on here. You know, show everyone a command of the classics. But you start the CD with an excerpt from L'Arlesiana by Francesco Cilea. And this is pretty obscure stuff for the casual listener. Why did you want to not only include, but put this aria as the first thing that people hear?
Well, this aria brings me very good memories. I sang it in contests, and it's one of the first things I actually learned. And, you know, I feel it in my blood. It's one aria that really comes very natural into my whole instrument. And my instrument, of course, is not only my voice, it's everything, my body and my soul and everything. And I don't know, maybe there's something in it that touches something deep inside of me.
This aria was first sung by Enrico Caruso, and your identification with it, I must read from the liner notes of the CD, it is the poignant lament of a lover yearning for oblivion and sleep.
Well, sometimes maybe after a long day of rehearsal, that's what I want.
Your wife is a psychologist, is that right?
Jawohl.
and you've been quoted as saying psychologists are the ideal partners for tenors.
My first teacher used to say, you know, to be an opera singer, you don't have to be crazy, but it helps a lot. And really, I mean, to be a public person, to confront the critics, you need to be a little crazy. And then, I mean, I myself have been for 9 years in psychoanalysis. And not with my wife, of course. But I think it's very important for a singer to find any kind of activity that allows them to go inside. Because what we do, it has to do with a lot with ourselves, all the time with ourselves. We are our own instrument. We are the player of that instrument. We are the teacher of the player of that instrument. So you have to know yourself, and you have to deal with your own demons and with your own talents, and be ready to perform them and to fight against them and to use them, all that in your favor. So, yeah, I think it's very important to have a psychologue wife.
She almost didn't marry you, though, because you, you were wanted to be a history teacher instead? You were ready to give up opera?
Yeah, singing was very tough. So I said to her, you know, it's a lot of discipline. I see that there's a lot of competition in this world, and in Mexico there are not that many opportunities. I don't know if I have the talent to go to an international career. And then I said, so maybe what I should do is do this as a hobby, and then my real job, you know, as a teacher. And she said, oh, that's very nice that you say me that, because then I'm not going to marry you, because you've made me believe in your dream. I dream now your dream. And now we go together all the way, or that's it, because I believe that you will go all the way, so I will be there with you. And we think we are going all the way. So she was right.
There are also selections on this CD. Mascagni, very interesting choice. These are works that are rarely performed. Have you sung these before?
No. That's actually one of the things I haven't done. It's most of the arias I sing in the CD, I've done it on stage. But it goes at the end of the CD, because this is where maybe my voice will be going in some years. Oh, this Mascagni, I loved both arias, and I actually have to say that the last one, Nerone, maybe it's kind of like a private homage to Domingo, because I heard this aria in one of his CDs, and I thought it was beautiful aria, and I said I'm going to include it because I've never heard it with anybody else, and so it's my private homage to the great maestro Domingo.
The measure of many tenors on a recording and on stage is an aria that you perform. Pavarotti has performed it. Domingo has performed it. It's a well-known selection, obviously. La Donna Immobile.
And actually, that's why I wanted to sing it, because here I am. I'm in another tenor, so I have to sing La Donna Immobile. And so there it is, my version. So go and compare.
La donna è mobile, qual più male vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero, sempre una mobile, leggia d'raviso, in pianto e riso, e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual più male vento, muta
But do you feel under pressure to become, you know, the fourth tenor with Domingo, Pavarotti and Carreras?
No, I think this story about the fourth tenor and the new three tenors and the new... I think in a way it has to be over, because the three tenors, it worked wonderfully. But the three of them already had huge careers, and that was the perfect moment to come together, and it was a big boom. Trying to repeat it... It will be like that, just a repetition. And then if something like that will happen, then that might happen in 20 years, once I really have established myself, you know, as somebody in the opera world. Right now, I'm a newcomer. I'm in the doors of a beautiful career, my first CD. But it's opera world needs a lot of time, really, for singers to establish. We've seen so many singers, 3-4 years, go there, have incredible career, the big promise, and then poof, you don't hear of them, and after 5 years it's over. And I really don't want that to happen to me, because what I love, what I go crazy for, is to go on stage and play and do that, and that's what I want to do for many, many years.
Rolando Villazon. His debut CD is called Italian Opera Arias on the Virgin Classics label. He's appearing in La Traviata at the Bastille in Paris throughout April, and he returns to the States in the fall for a series of performances in San Francisco. He spoke to us from our New York bureau. Mr. Villazon, thank you so much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, and all the best to everybody.
For a sample of music from Rolando's new CD, visit our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.